Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for the third day of the month of May, year 2022. Beloved, I just want to tell you that God is doing wonders. And I know that the Lord will continue his mighty wonders in our lives in Jesus' name. Once again, happy new month to those who have not be able to exchange greetings. The Lord God will bless you. The mighty hand of God will lift you high. This month is the month of special grace in your life. The Lord will make this month a month of favor, a month of grace, a month of blessing, a month of prosperity, a month of lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month, the Lord will enlarge your course. In this month, the Lord will promote your destiny. In this month, the Lord will do greater work in your life. In this month, the finger of God will move mightily in your life. In this month, oh, the power of God will come upon you to do exploit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord and bless the name of the Lord as we are moving step by step into this month, that the Lord God will begin to guide us, will begin to shield us, will begin to help us, will begin to uphold us. Let's begin to appreciate him. Let's worship him. Let's bless his name. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the adoration. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be lifted high. He's the Almighty God. Father, we bless your name. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to believe God that as we pray now, the power of God will fall upon your life. And every yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken in Jesus' name. I want you to pray and repeat the way I pray. And things begin to happen immediately. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my household in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every flying witchcraft against my star, fall down and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, go back to your sender. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to deal with some sickness and infirmity in our body now. You are going to place your hand on your chest and shout loud and clear. Say, any sickness programmed into my life in the dream, die in the name of Jesus. Any sickness programmed into my life in the dream, die in the name of Jesus. Any sickness programmed into my life in the dream, In the name of Jesus. Any sickness programmed to my life in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Any sickness programmed to my life in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil hand planting sickness into my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness into my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness into my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness to my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness into my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness to my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand planting sickness to my blood, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load in Jesus' name we pray. Poison of the serpent in my body, in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, anything planted into my life to affect my peace, in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to affect my peace, in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to affect my peace, in Jesus' name we pray. Blood of Jesus, wipe off every handwriting of darkness against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe off every handwriting of darkness against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe off every handwriting of darkness against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe off every handwriting of darkness against my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. That is it. Say, powers behind bondage in my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers behind bondage in my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers behind bondage in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Beloved, we are starting a new series, and I want you to take time to listen very well. The Bible says something in Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. It said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be a deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be a deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. So deliverance and holiness is equal to possessing possession. When there is deliverance and there is no holiness, we cannot possess our possession. When you try to be holy without deliverance, we cannot possess our possession. So the two keys are very important to possessing our possession. And that is why we are talking today on candidates for deep deliverance. Candidate for deep deliverance. Candidate for deep deliverance. When we are mentioning deliverance, we are saying something very deep. When we are mentioning deliverance, we are saying something that is very, very important to our destiny. Every one of us need deliverance one way or the other. Every one of us need deliverance. When we say deliverance, deliverance is scriptural. If you read Isaiah 49 verse 24 to 26, you will see that there is lawful captive and unlawful captives. And the both of them, the Bible said, can be delivered. So deliverance is very, very important. Deliverance means to look somebody from bondage, to set somebody free from bondage. And deliverance also means restoration. Restoration. When you restore back the way God has created us. That is also deliverance. So deliverance is something very, very powerful. Deliverance also means setting free from the power of sin. That is deliverance. So necessarily, deliverance is not only for those who are demonic or who are demon possessed. Deliverance is for everyone. It's setting free from bondage, is dislodging evil out, is breaking evil curses in our life, is liberating us from captivity, is setting us free from limitation. This is what we call deliverance. So when we are mentioning deep deliverance and candidate for deep deliverance, we are referring to those who need deep deliverance. Those who need deliverance that must be taken to their root. Those who need deliverance that must be taken to their genesis. Those who need deliverance that is deep. And that is what we call candidate for deep deliverance. Who are those who need deep deliverance? Who are those who need deep deliverance? I will give you a few of them, probably about 25 of them. Who are those who need deep deliverance? Number one, they are those who eat constantly in their dreams. They eat constantly. They drink constantly in the dream. They need deep deliverance. Who are those who need deep deliverance? They are those who don't dream at all. They don't dream at all. No. If you don't dream at all, you are a candidate for deep deliverance. Because many things are happening in the realm of the spirit that you do not know. Number three, those who find themselves swimming with fishes in the water. And this has become constant. They need deep deliverance. Number four, those who don't remember their dreams at all. They need what? Deep deliverance. It means that their spiritual monitor has been wiped off. And number five, those who breastfeed in the dreams. They need deep deliverance. Number six, those who are getting married in the dream. They need deep deliverance. And number seven, those who are always finding themselves naked. Always naked in the dream. They need deep deliverance. If you are finding yourself in any of these seven categories, then you must seek for deep deliverance on time so that the enemy will not make mess of your life. I'm going to stop there today. I will continue in the list of those who need deep deliverance so that we can seek for deep deliverance. Now, how do we get deep deliverance? The first thing is to confess our sin unto the Lord. Repent of our sin and come unto Him. And the second thing is for us now to take the word of God and read this, study it and meditate on it very well. And the third one is to go for deliverance. Go for deep deliverance. Deliverance that is very deep. Go for deep deliverance. Go take the prayers and pray the prayer deeply. And it will always help you. If you can get on ground for deliverance, you will always enjoy freedom. I pray that Almighty God will liberate us from every captivity of darkness in Jesus' name. Bring out your bottle of water or your bottle of oil. Heavenly Father will bless you for the bottle of water and this bottle of oil. We pray that you will sanctify the oil. You will sanctify the water. The power and the blood of Jesus will mix with this oil and mix with this water. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will mix with the oil and the water. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the oil and the water shall be filled with fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Drink a little. Drink a little. Rub a little on your chest now. Rub a little on your chest. Rub a little on your stomach too. Now drop a little on your head. Fine. Then we are going to pray these three prayers very well. These three prayer points. Pray it very well. Say, every satanic animal, program into my body. Come out and die. You may need to spend about 5 minutes on that prayer. Every satanic animal, program into my body. Come out and die. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal, program into my body. Come out and die. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal, program into my body. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, every satanic animal, program into my body. Come out, come out, come out, come out. come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, come out and die. Come out and die. Come out and die. Come out and die. Come out, 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 die. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Pray very well. Every satanic pot, cooking any organ of my body, break and scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pot, cooking any organs of my body, break and scatter, break and scatter, break and scatter, break and scatter. Every satanic pot, cooking any organ of my body, break, scatter, break, scatter. In Jesus' name, when you pray this kind of prayers, all the infirmity will disappear. All the pain in the chest, in the body will disappear immediately. All the heavy weight on your body will disappear. Pray this third one very well. Any organ of my body, in the coven of witchcraft, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body, in the coven of witchcraft, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body, in the coven of witchcraft, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body, in the coven of witchcraft, jump out by fire, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body, in the coven of witchcraft, jump out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire in the name of Jesus. Every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire in the name of Jesus. Every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire in the name of Jesus. Every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire. In Jesus' name, pray. That is one of the deep deliverance prayers. When you say every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire. Very deep. You are talking about the mystery that surrounds your genesis. The mystery that surrounds the way you were conceived. The mystery that surrounds the way you were born. What are the mysteries that surrounded the way you were conceived? What are the mysteries that surrounded the way you were born? What are the mysteries of your name? When you say every evil mystery surrounding my existence, expire, is a very deep, deep prayer. It's one of the deep deliverance prayers that you can pray. Take your time to pray that prayer for about 10 minutes, and you will see what the Lord will do in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every witchcraft investment in your life to expire now. Every witchcraft investment in your life, expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now lift up your prayer request. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. Answer them by fire. Prove yourself that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for all those who are tied down by the enemy, all those whose marriage have been tied down, all those that the enemy have not allowed them to get married, all those that the enemy have not allowed them to give birth, all those that the enemy has not allowed them to move forward, all those the enemy has not allowed them to have their breakthrough, wherever you are, I command deliverance upon your life in the name of Jesus. Receive deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Librakoskaya potia iluparuka. Librakoskaya kata. Likonde sopialo kotia. Thank you, Father. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus. I pray that the hand of the Lord will work wonders in your life. There will be a greater testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if God has really touched your life with mighty wonders, how you have had testimony, God has given you testimony, or you have something that you want us to know, send an information to our awesome WhatsApp number. Send information to our WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasembo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind second gate of the Unilag, and is very close to Queen's College. God bless you as you pay us a visit. The Lord will continue to work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Don't forget, learn to do a lot of praise and worship in this month of May. God bless you.